I am Jamisha Millard, and today I'm speaking with Marin Birhi, founder of nonprofit and Facebook group Ottawa Black Connect, along with Natalie Tate, who runs the networking organization Young Black Professionals. We discussed their upcoming event, Let's Talk About COVID-19 in Our Community, which is ultimately going to be a safe space for the Black community to ask any kinds of questions they've been having throughout the pandemic.
Hi, my name is Marin Birhi, and I currently work as a regional coordinator for Maternal Child Health Registry, and I'm also the founder of Black Ottawa Connect.
And my name is Natalie Tate. I work for the Federal Public Service, and I run Ottawa Young Black Professionals. I'm one of the leads there, but we do have a core team of four people so far.
Can you tell me both more about your organizations, Black Ottawa Connect and Young Black Professionals, and what you guys do?
Yeah, sure. So I'll start. So it's Marin, and I'm the founder of Black Ottawa Connect, and we recently incorporated as a nonprofit organization. We are on a mission to give people, Black people, a space to gather, to heal, and to thrive in the Ottawa-Gatineau region. So we are putting on events and have a few program offerings to serve the community. And we also have a Facebook group, which currently boasts around 4,200 members. So those are just some of the things that we do in the community.
And for Ottawa Young Black Professionals, we're a networking organization, and we're focused on providing Young Black professionals with access to mentorship, coaching, and knowledge sharing opportunities. We also encourage Young Black professionals to lead, inspire, and create opportunities for others in their respective fields, and also support ideas and initiatives that position our members and the community for success. So we're an organization that's been around for about 10 years now, and just, like I said, providing those opportunities so that Young Black professionals can thrive.
What are some things that you guys are looking forward to discussing the most during the panel that will happen on March 27th?
So our talk, our event is called Let's Talk COVID-19 in Our Community. And I think that's exactly it. What we're looking forward to is having a discussion. We're hoping to attract Black people in the Ottawa-Gatineau region, but of course, all are welcome. And I think what I'm most excited about is hearing a bit about where we are in Ottawa with respect to COVID, with respect to keeping safe and well, to hear any updates on COVID-19, and also just listening to any questions that anyone might have.
We're just looking to provide people with information. So information to make informed decisions about, you know, what they want to do with regard to the vaccine, information about, you know, just what COVID is and what it isn't. So just ensuring that the community has the information that they require.
Yeah, and maybe I'll add the intent behind the event is really just to provide people with information so that they can make the best possible decisions, to debunk any myths, if there are any that could be floating around, and most importantly, to provide access to Black medical professionals in an informal setting where people can ask whatever it is that they want without any judgment. And because it's a Q&A, we don't really know where, you know, the conversation will take us, but we're so excited to just provide the space so that the conversation can go wherever people want it to or need it to.
Can you give me a bit more information about the healthcare professionals who will be attending?
Yeah, for sure. I can do that. We've invited a few expert panelists, all local and all Black. So first we have Dr. Kwadwo Kiramenteng. He is involved in internal medicine and critical care medicine. We also have Dr. Leanne Peter, who is in family medicine. Another doctor that we have is Dr. Pamela Capen, who specializes in family medicine and emergency medicine. And then finally, we have Dr. Catherine Nuri, who's a naturopathic doctor. And so we're hoping, but have not yet confirmed, that a nurse will be able to join our panel so we can have a really fulsome discussion.
What is one piece of information or advice that you're hoping participants mainly take away from the panel, and that would be of essential help to the community?
In terms of the big piece of advice, I don't think there's anything in particular or any one thing. I think the most important thing is that, again, people have the information. So there's a lot of different information swirling around there on social media, from news sources, on the internet. And so what we wanted to do was provide this one-stop shop, like this one space where people can come and ask the questions that they've been wanting to ask and maybe have not had the opportunity to ask or haven't found the information anywhere. And so they have access to these experts in their fields and they can ask them these questions so that they walk away from this event with information in hand so that, again, they're making informed decisions.
My hope would be for that this event to be truly a safe space for anybody who has a question, who might be on the fence about something, who wants to challenge a thought that they have, you know, who might not understand like science or news or whatever else. So that would be a win for me if someone just felt safe to come to this event and ask whatever it is that they wanted.
Why did your organization believe this panel was needed?
So I've noticed a couple of things. So first, in the Facebook group for Black Auto Connect, you know, I would see sometimes questions in the Facebook group around COVID-19, what people were doing to keep safe, or maybe sometimes some confusion about items in the media and sometimes frustration. And I know it's been a long time that many of us, like, I mean, it's been almost a year, right, that we've been in a pandemic. And, you know, I've also noticed that some of our top searches in the group are, oh, I'm looking for a Black doctor, looking for a Black dentist, Black. So I know that, you know, people are looking for representation. People are looking for medical advice and medical professionals that look like them. And at the same time, I mentioned that I work in healthcare, and I noticed that there was a huge contrast between the information that I would be receiving at work. You know, I'm lucky enough to work in a hospital that puts out consistent and frequent messaging versus what, you know, sometimes we see in the media. And I, you know, was having a group chat with some of my friends who don't work at the hospital and who might not have the same messaging, access to messaging that I do. And I remember one day, you know, something had happened and every, you know, the group chat was going crazy. And I know there's a lot of information swirling, but I noticed I didn't feel the same way because I felt really well informed. So I felt really, really lucky having access to information, but I saw it directly that when my friends didn't have the same access. So, you know, I just, the idea for this event was really born out of kind of these two different things that I was noticing. And I know as well that race-based data that's being put out in the news shows that Black Canadians are far more likely to get sick and be hospitalized for COVID-19 than any other ethnic group. And the same is happening in Ottawa. We have 37% of the COVID cases, the Black population, but only 7% of the population. So it just seems, you know, there's many factors that are happening. And I think on top of Black communities being most vulnerable, they are sometimes also the most hesitant, and it's completely with respect to receiving the vaccine. So I think it's completely understandable given many instances of abuse and medical racism, but I just really felt that something has to be done in terms of ensuring that people have the right information. I really want to make sure that everyone has access to information, and that way they can make the best decision for themselves.
In the meantime, what are some other ways for Black people to stay informed about COVID-19 and staying healthy during the pandemic?
Yeah, I'll answer that one. So, I mean, I think there's, I have to refer to the usual in terms of, you know, Ottawa Public Health COVID-19 section of their website, where you can find information about symptoms and where to get tested and, you know, the vaccine rollout. The province of Ontario has a COVID-19 page. The government of Canada has a COVID-19 page as well. Black Ottawa Connect on our website, we have a COVID-19 resources page that has some specific community resources that are open to the Black community or other communities. And we've organized our page so that you can find things such as mental health resources, financial support, food supports, supports for the elderly, you know, etc. So that might be a good resource. The World Health Organization has this amazing Mythbuster section that I recently found out about. And so I think that would be an amazing place to check. And as well, there's right now, I know that there's vaccines have been in the news a lot. I know the fourth one just got approved, but that there are four available. So there are, Omni has a calculator. It's called, if you go to omnicalculator.com, and you can figure out where you might be in terms of the queue. for receiving the vaccine if that is something that you would be interested in. I think that an event like this can really help us to understand local perspectives on COVID-19 or the vaccine or other things. But I think rather, you know, I'm more interested in hearing the questions and also hearing the answers from members of the Black community who are true medical professionals, right, to answer these questions for us. So even though I work in the healthcare industry, I think it's really important to seek out more and more information. I only know so much. And so I'm a big fan of learning all the time.
There's always new stuff coming in on the news that you're learning about, like, you know, a new strain of the virus as well. So, I mean, by the time we get to the event, you know, who knows what kind of questions people will have. And so you may know a lot now, but by that time you may find out that there's still things that are left to figure out and left to understand. So I was really happy that Maren approached me about this idea, because I think it's definitely something that's needed. And there's, you know, there's other groups out there who are providing information, but I think having this information being provided by your community and hearing from people within the community as well will make a huge difference.
One thing that we're doing as well is we're allowing people to ask questions. So in the sign-up link, so in the Eventbrite link for the event, there's a link for people to submit their questions anonymously if they prefer to do it that way. Or otherwise, people can show up with their questions and either type it or ask it. But we don't want anyone to feel embarrassed to ask a question at all. It's going to be, you know, an informal chat.
Today, I was able to speak with Maren Birhi, the founder of the nonprofit organization and Facebook group Black Ottawa Connect, and Natalie Tate, who runs the networking organization Young Black Professionals. If interested, you can register by clicking the link in their Instagram bio at Black Ottawa Connect. Thank you for tuning in. I am Jamisha Millard. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.